How can a pastor respectfully and lovingly move his congregation from the King James Version to a better translation? Well, I do think there are better translations, better in the sense of just as accurate and more helpful. Like the King James was a magnificent gift to the church for 300 years and still is a gift. But I think the New Testament and Old Testament were written in common language, not formal, educated, literary language, and therefore the Bible should be in ordinary English, German, French, Swahili, not 300-year-old stilted English, French, German, Swahili. And so we need new translations from time to time. And how is the question here? And I would say, be totally respectful of the King James. And teach, I'd be number one, teach on what I just said. That, how does language work? And three, don't insist that the people who love the King James need to leave it. Leave it. I'll allude to it. I'll refer to it as we put in our pews the ESV or whatever we're going to use, and I'm going to preach from this. So I think respect and letting them keep their versions and teaching on the nature of language, and then pursue a groundswell of support. Don't come in as a pastor and say, from now on, we'll only read, we'll only do, we'll only memorize single-handedly. What are we going to do that? Rather, try to get the elders on board first, and so get your Sunday school teachers, and then try to just move. And it may take you a few years to do that. You don't need to switch right away.